My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Agnes talk and discuss about Davin's boredom with editing porn. Then they discuss about getting married. But first, the Vaziola sisters are home. Davin then discusses about having a foursome with them. Agnes is not into that, but wants to spend time at a waterfall and eat grapes and apples. We then discuss Julia Love, whose pictures the scammers always seem to use. Now let's check into a five-star hotel and have some champagne and grapes. So listen and enjoy.
All I know is you are my own angel here on Earth. She goes, and you're my guardian angel here too. I go, you got that right, Missy. How's your day been going? I go, good. Editing some porn scripts for a friend. Kind of bored, actually.
Oh, yeah, because it's the boring porn.
Exactly. She goes, why are you bored? Don't you like porn? I go, it's my job. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Work.
How much can you watch?
I told you I wanted to leave the business altogether and pursue comedy. You're the only reason I'm still involved in this business. I like talking sexy with you. I do not like writing sex scenes for strangers. She goes, I understand, but I thought you said he is your friend. I go, I like helping people. It does not mean I enjoy the task. She goes, by strangers, I meant the people performing in the scenes. It's just primal fucking with no emotion behind it. It leaves me hollow. Unless I get filled. I go, do you have your affairs in order in Ghana? She goes, still getting them order. Okay, you can't stay in the States for long if we do not marry. Yes, I know. We sure would get married, she says. Do you think we should get married right away? I mean, what about the guy who's feeding you lines?
Wait a minute. Is he going to come? Is he going to actually?
He's going to translate.
Wait a minute. I'm going to read my vows to you. Now, mister, what are my vows?
She goes, we would have to take some time to know each other personally, and afterwards we would get married. I go, are you going to buy me a big ring?
Yeah.
She goes, she's back. I got to run out. I should be back in a bit. She wants to know where I'm going. I go, there are a couple of hot sisters down the block that just came home that I wanted to shag. Not a big deal. That's cool, right?
Did you say
it? I did.
And what'd she say?
LOL, where are you really going? I go, are you saying that could not be true? I think I'm hurt. She goes, yeah. I go, ouch, woman, LOL. You're saying I got no game. You have no idea. Then how did I land you? We are meant to be together, hun. So what you were saying is me and the Vaziola sisters are not meant to be together.
The Vaziola sisters?
It sounded like something out of Happy Days.
It sounds like Vaseline. Yeah. Yeah, me and the Vaseline sisters.
She goes, well, yeah, fine. Yeah. I go, well, fine, if you say so. Only because I love you more than life will I not attempt to fool the Vaziola sisters into falling for a fool like me. She goes, you're funny, but please don't call yourself a fool again. I go, I will not.
That's the part she's objecting to, that you're calling yourself a fool, not that you're trying to have a threesome with the Vaziola sisters.
Foursome, actually.
The Vaziola
threesome, yeah.
The Vaziola sisters.
Does this sound like... It sounds obscene.
I gotta give names.
I know, but it sounds obscene.
The Vaziola... How
there's
many are there?
Well, he just said just it's a foursome.
Foursome?
Oh, I was wrong. It's three of us. Well, if Agnes joins in.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't think she was joining in.
She's not, but...
Oh, okay.
A boy can dream. Manti Te'o sure can.
The Vaziola sisters.
I will try not to. But all kidding aside, I do have to go. I need to pick up a suit for the dry cleaner for tomorrow. Love you, my love you, my dear. I'll tell the Vaziola sisters you said hi. And the then we're back later on. We're back later. I go, the Vaziola sisters ask you to join us. She goes, well, tell them I will very soon. I go, really? You, me, and the sisters? I did not know you had it in you. Have you ever been with a woman? Nope. Why do you ask? I don't know.
Well, you just suggested.
I just suggested a threesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know. You seem to jump right into that scenario. I thought my little Agnes had a little bit of freak in her. Was just playing along. Just wanted you to be happy. Gotcha. Do you think you would ever be with a woman? She goes, no. Well, that was short and to the point. LOL. Yep. My Agnes is not a freak. Noted. So how will we keep it interesting and fresh when we've been together for 15 years?
Right.
She goes, we would have to do certain adventurous things that we have not done before, so it would spark up the relationship. I'm like what? Like going to spend the weekends at a waterfall.
What?
I go, a weekend at a waterfall? What would we do for a whole weekend at a waterfall? Swim. Not me.
So, yeah, not you.
Have some fruits, like grapes, apples, and then some, like, camping, just the two of us.
Wait a
second. Shitty weekend.
Well, wait a minute.
You ain't going there.
This is supposed to be some sexy talk? She's talking about the produce section.
Maybe she went to the Atlantis and knows how valuable that is.
Yeah, really.
Maybe she does.
I go, I talk about a threesome, and you talk about camping. I go, we're so different, it's hilarious. She goes... She goes, wow, a threesome, LOL.
Well, Trucker Tom says she's not into women, cut her off.
Thank you, Trucker Tom. I go, yeah, well, I got a freaky side. I guess I'm going to have to learn to love grapes and bugs instead of tea and A, LOL.
Wait a second. You're getting suggestions from the chat room. Stick a chubby in her ear.
She's in Africa. My chubby doesn't reach.
Nobody's chubby reaches. Davin is the worst liberal I have ever met. No compassion? What? This is Joe Padula. What? No compassion for this person that's scamming people and pretending to be in love with them and then taking their money? I don't think so.
Thank you, Pip. She goes, you would love it. It will be fun. Yeah, exactly. Really fucking stupid. She scammed me, asshole. You should listen to last week's show where you hear the guy feeding her lines. And they woke me up.
Oh, he feels sorry for her after all this and he wants to donate. Well, you go right ahead. There's a Western Union near to you too, Joe. Go ahead.
Make it happen, Joe. Probably be invading there soon.
You'll be in her neighborhood.
I'll introduce you.
Hi, how are you?
Well, Chucky wants to know, does she send you pics?
Yes. Well, yes. I have pictures. Now, again, this has been going on for months. I have pictures of Julie Love, who is a model who a lot of the scammers from Ghana use. They use it. So it's actually this Julie Love. She does not know that I know it's Julie Love. And you really got to go back a ways. I've talked to Julie Love, tried to get her on the air. ABC's 2020 has done stuff with her. We don't believe her either.
Right. Yeah. She's somehow in collusion with these people who use her pictures. And then they all have different names. And they're all basically big African guys pretending to be women, and they use this picture of Julie Love, and they go, oh, I love you, baby. Now send me your money by Western Union. Anybody who's been scammed has probably seen this woman's picture because they all pretend to be her for some reason.
I go, we could even combine what I was talking about with what you were talking about. She goes, well, don't know about that, but let's see what happens. Okay, I go, okay, I was just playing with you. I wouldn't make you do anything you do not want to do, but I don't really like camping very much, LOL. She goes, okay, then I guess we'd have to check into a 5-star hotel with lots of grapes and champagne, LOL. I
go, grapes.
Now you're talking, LOL. You love those grapes, LOL.
Yeah, she's really into the grapes.
Well, she goes, will I feed them to you when you are young? I go, well, I will feed them to you when you are young and still beautiful, and I still find you interesting. But you have to feed them to yourself when you're old and annoying, okay?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.